Welcome to this segment of A Day at DPL, a thought leadership series that is part of the Advisor Revelations podcast. You will hear from DPL's founder and CEO, David Lau, and a special guest where they will discuss educational topics around industry trends and best practices, providing advisors insights to grow your business and better serve clients.
Welcome to A Day at DPL. We've got a great guest here today. Amit Dogra from True Independence. Amit's been a long-time financial services executive, 25 years. He's currently the president and chief innovation officer at True Independence. He's been a recognized executive and thought leader in financial services, and he uses that experience to aid advisors in their business lifecycle. You know, True, as you're going to hear about, is kind of a facilitator of breakaways, and they support, for breakaways, a platform for them to go to, whether leaving wirehouses and going to independence from the advisor and business owner. And he's serving the advisors and founders, through a breakaway all the way through a succession, planning. And True has been a member of DPL and a great partner of ours for a while now. And it's great to have Amit on. And, give us a little background on True.
Yeah, no, thanks, David. And it's great to see you. And I appreciate you having me on here. So I've been at True a little over 2+ years now as the president and chief innovation officer. When I joined True, what drew me to True is that it's a great organization. And it's going to sound a little bit weird to say, but it was because it was known for great service, and great people. And so my whole belief was that, if that's the foundation that you're trying to build on, you've got a great opportunity to really kind of take the industry by storm and take it to the next level. And that's what we've done here at True. We've added over $4.5 billion of assets in the past 2 years, growing pretty quickly. That was $4.5 billion last year.
There you go.
So my mistake there. Yeah, much better. Sounds a lot better. And we're on pace to potentially double that number this year. And really what it comes down to are those bones: great service, great people. We consider ourselves a service excellence firm. And, while there's a lot of firms out there that are business development focused, we're a service excellence firm. And we're a firm that understands independence. Our entire management team has spent their entire career in independence. So like some of our competitors or peers out there, they understand wirehouse because that's where they've been, but they don't really understand independence, and they're learning independence as their advisors learn independence. We've been around this block for myself, 25 years. Our management team averages just about 25 years of independence experience. And that's been really, really a differentiator as we talk to advisors around their own business evolution. We talk about that in a meaningful way, and that's different than what we other advisors hear, because we also talk about it in regards to what makes us unique. And that's what we call experience as a service, which is a combination of human capital, fintech, and behavioral finance. Simply said, that relationship capital at the simplest terms, relationship management, and understanding advisors and what they're trying to do and why they're choosing independence. That's resonated with them. And so we go about fintech a little differently. We go about human talent a little differently. And we deliver that behavioral finance relationship management a little bit differently. And advisors are responding. And like I said, we had a great year and we're looking to double what we've done from last year.
How do advisors find you, or how do you find them? And what's kind of a good fit for you? I'm sure you have particular niches or types of firms or advisors you serve better than others. How does that work for you guys?
Yeah, I felt we were one of the best kept secrets in the industry 2 years ago. Now we get more inbound leads than we know what to do with. We've been featured on other podcasts. We're excited about the benefit we'll get from being on DPL here with you. So thank you again for that. But it's been a lot of word of mouth, and it's been a lot of our name in the news for growing, and a lot of inbound leads. Advisors who are established, whether you're at a breakaway or an existing RA, are typically our best starts. We're probably not the best fit for a startup. Joining one of our existing 35+ advisory firms might be a great case for you, but coming direct, it's usually a breakaway advisor or an existing advisor who we like to say is up to something, some level of complexity in their business, whether it's who they're going after. We've talked to people who focus on athletes, to McDonald's franchise owners, to just serving their community in a meaningful way. It doesn't need to be super unique. Yep. It's just got to be up to something and clear on their purpose. And if you're clear on your purpose and what it is, we can help you crystallize your vision and put you on the glide path to where you want to go quicker, faster, more effective, and efficiently. Much like an advisor, we're probably not a best fit for a do-it-yourselfer. Advisors probably don't do well with do-it-yourself clients, like who want to manage their own money.
Right.
We don't do well with people who want to be the general contractors of building your house. You know, they want to outsource that. And that's who we work with. We're not an outsourcer per se, but what we are is a strategic partner that focuses on two areas, helping you build that house and then helping you grow that house, if you will. And that means a lot to our advisors. So established advisors up to something, some level of complexity. You know, if you're asking for size, our typical advisor size is now close to half a billion, but we work with advisors as small as 200 million and teams in our pipeline that are north of 10 billion. So we're covering the gamut.
So you're getting those inbound calls and, you know, people inquiring, and what are the first things they want to know?
Yeah, they're really clear that they don't want to do it on their own. And when it comes to then, well, tell me what that looks like. They don't want to handle compliance. To this day that we know, we are the only business partner platform, if you will, advisor platform that has compliance. So you can launch your own RIA and still use True for compliance. And I don't mean advisor support. I don't mean advisor assist. I don't mean advisor setup. I mean truly doing compliance from beginning to end, soup to nuts. We'll help you file your ADV. We'll help you create your manuals. And then we'll be your ongoing chief compliance officer. Dave, that's huge.
I was going to say, that's got to be big. Nobody wants to be in the compliance business. So to find somebody, advisors want to be advisors, right? I mean, finding somebody, a platform, you know, that can help them support that and do it, you know, with scale and with, you know, credibility and expertise has got to be very attractive.
It's huge to them. And because we're the named chief compliance officer, the SEC calls us. They love that. They love knowing that there's somebody else there to pick up the phone in that regard. But that's only the beginning of the conversation. You know, that's, you know, if you will, that gets us the credibility with them and say, wow, that's huge. Then we start talking about the other things that we do. We do the billing. We do the finance and accounting. You know, we go ahead and do the IT infrastructure. Then we start talking about the other two components of our stool, which is growth. And we talk about what is it that you want to do? And while, you know, there's many firms that, you know, they're a lot like what I call fingerprints because they look the same from afar, but up close, they're different. We can get you usually 80% of the way to where you want to go, quicker, faster, more effective firms. And we've seen a lot because we've been in this space. So we help advisors grow and they're on their own journey. You know, there's this conversation about, oh, if you're a solo entrepreneur, you should be like a multi-advisor shop or an enterprise shop or an ensemble shop. Well, what if you don't want to be that?
Yep.
It's how do you maximize where you are in your journey. And it's not that it's a continuous circle. Each destination is its own point. You know, helping an advisor optimize where they're at. The CEO Institute, which is the Center for Entrepreneurs Optimized, says you don't have to grow anywhere past where you want to grow if you don't want to, right? Every spot is a destination on its own. So if you're a solo practitioner, we want to optimize you to be the best solo practitioner, a business owner that you can. If you want to be an enterprise firm, we want to bifurcate that like an enterprise regional firm or an enterprise national firm, because that's different than an ensemble firm, which would be multi-location firms. So, you know, we want to define this really deeply for the advisor and make sure that we understand how we can optimize where they are in their journey. And to know it's not a circle necessarily, it is that destination. And how do we optimize that destination? That's a different conversation than what a lot of folks will talk about on the growth side. So when you add in all the services and then how we approach fintech is also unique, because we recognize that there's a lot of misleading information out there around how the fintech gets delivered.
That's probably like right after compliance, maybe the next set of questions, like, how do I operate the business? What kind of technology support do I, you know, what do I do?
Yeah. And we look at it in two ways. One is your IT infrastructure. So your laptop doesn't work. Who do you call? You know, who are you going to call? We're Ghostbusters. Give us a call, right? We're going to do all of that. We are your first stop line of defense for anything related to custodians, technology, billing, finance, accounting, compliance. Call us first. We're going to do it all. But the fintech piece is a unique piece for us too, because we recognize that advisors wanted to take the stack out of their fintech. Right. And like, especially in a breakaway, like, do you really care what a Red Tail is or a Circle Black or a Black Diamond? Like, they're names, right? They don't mean anything. What you want is to make the complex simple. And many advisors are coming from a world where it is simple. So we built TrueView off the basis of one notion, that integrated technology is different than aligned technology. And if you have to alt tab between your screens to do reporting, to do your CRM, to do rebalancing, to go to your client portal, you do not have integrated technology. At best, you might have single sign-on. So we have taken that off the table and created a single source code technology in partnership, frankly, with Advison to create TrueView. Our version of technology is unique in the industry. And I'll use the car analogy, right? Think of it this way. You've got Toyota and Lexus, same chassis, but different badging, different experience. Nissan, Infiniti, same chassis, different badging.
Yep.
Volkswagen, Audi, same chassis, different badging. We've taken the chassis and we have updated and enhanced it. So our client service desk, like if you want to integrate, is integrated with that. Our telephony is integrated with that. Our intranet is integrated with that. Interconnecting with True and our system and TrueView gives you access to not only an intranet desktop solution, but also all of your fintech where you can do all the things that we've talked about. When an advisor sees that, they're finding that that is their selection of choice. We're not forcing anyone to choose it, but usually they come in with a preconceived notion and leave with a different one.
We've had a good partnership, as I was mentioning earlier, for a while now. And it's been around what we call our accelerator program, which is really a help for breakaways. Often what we've seen is one of the things that can hold an advisor to their broker-dealer or a firm to their broker-dealer has been insurance and annuities. And what do we do with our block of business that might still be generating revenue? Maybe it's dead assets. Maybe it's still generating some trail. How do we continue to use annuities going forward? Because we like annuities. And our program really helps those advisors transition and move that block of business. And we've worked really well with you guys on that. And I maybe you just want to talk about that experience and moving advisors and the insurance component.
Yeah, no, it's been a massive uptick for us. And the funny part of the story about how we got connected was it was actually a competitor at a conference who said, "Hey, do you use those guys?" I'm like, "No, I don't know them really well." And they, friendly competition said, "Well, you should." And it was probably one of the best sort of, if you could, recommendations, right? When you get one from your competitor, and we've never looked back since. So we've been super excited by what you all deliver. When you talk about it and you ask our advisors why they like working with DPL, hands-on, involved in the transition, reviewing your current opportunities, and look for your current annuities and for exchange opportunities. And that is really as simple as it is. The hands-on piece is massive. Our advisors love that because they don't know what they don't know. And you put their mind at ease. And we found that this is putting their mind at ease for a piece of their business that frankly is considerable, like you said.
And that's really aligned with what you're delivering for them as well. All the stuff you talked about from the peace of mind and the handling of whether it's IT or any systems and compliance and all that stuff. So it's a really good alignment in that regard. And with this program, what we're doing, as you're referencing, is we can look at that book of business. We've got technology that will review, as well as a huge team of consultants that will review those policies and say, identify which ones can be improved by going to fee-based. Then that creates recurring AUM revenue for the advisor while giving the client a much better product. And then for policies that might still be in surrender or for whatever reason shouldn't be moved, we can move them to our broker dealer and help the advisor continue to maintain those client relationships and reporting and eventually 1035 that exchange those as well.
That 1035 piece is huge. The technology, as one advisor said to me, I know it's very technical. It's pretty slick. And that's a great compliment. So, I think the one thing that we take away from our relationship with DPL and what you bring, not only is making that complex piece for them pretty simple, but it's something that they can continue to do because they didn't know if they would be able to continue to do that in the independent space. So from our perspective, it's a hand in glove relationship in the sense that it continues our story all the way through the annuity side, and advisors, are lining up, even ones who have already left, who may be new to DPL and they thought they had to give up on some of their relationships. They're finding that they can go after those relationships again, or more importantly, they can restart up doing the annuity business. So it's been massive.
Awesome. Awesome. So what are some of your plans for 2024, apart from doubling what you did last year in 2023? So we're expecting another $10 billion or so on platform this year?
Yeah, knock on wood, you put those numbers out there and people tend to hold you to them. But we have a high degree of confidence in that. One of the things that we've found is that our mantra of making the complex simple, being that experience as a service type firm, we've been able to deliver innovation. And it's something we believe in so much. you know, that I've taken on that role of chief innovation officer to continuously deliver it, because we've done things differently than the industry from the beginning of our firm. Like, we don't charge on basis points on the assets under management. And I want to say that again, we do not charge basis points on assets under management.
How differentiated is that?
Yeah, it's massive, because you want to talk about alignment. We're aligned not only with the advisor, but we're aligned with their clients. Because imagine this, Dave, you've seen this, right? You have an advisor who has a client that's inherited stock, and it might be like IBM stock, and it could be like $10 million. That's like a fairly family heirloom. It's just been passed to generation. And the advisor's like, look, I'm not going to charge you on that. It's just holding stock.
Right.
But in an AUM model, that's $10 million. You may not be charging anything as the advisor, but your partner may be making money off of that because they're charging on AUM. In our model, we charge as a percentage of revenue. And because if you don't make money, we don't make money. And our motto is, the more you make, the less we take. So naturally, because we're charging a percentage of revenue, not assets under management,
we tend
to be cheaper than our competition, right? Just off the gate, right? If you're charging assets under management and I'm charging percentage of revenue and you've got $10 million of highly appreciated, lowest cost basis stock, I'm automatically cheaper,
yeah.
Right? So I don't need to discount my fees. It's how we price it that's aligned. And advisors love that, right? They feel like they're getting an alignment. So that innovation is what we've started with. And we're looking in our technology, which TrueView is another step of innovation. We're looking at a couple other things we're pretty excited about from the innovation side. We find our partnership with you to be innovative because it's fee-based and it's helped them see the annuities in a way they didn't see them before. So whether it's strategic partnerships or things that we're trying to do, innovation's in our blood, and we're looking forward to a few more things to deliver this year. So stay tuned.
Terrific. Well, I appreciate you being here today. So how do advisors get a hold of you? You're going to give him your cell phone?
Yeah. Call David Lau. He knows exactly how to get in touch with me. For all you advisors out there that work with David, that don't work with True, you need to be calling us. So just ask for my number. He knows to get a hold of me. All kidding aside, our website is True, T-R-U. That's T-R-U, no E, TRU-IND.com. One little thing, it's a lowercase t, and that's on purpose. Because it's not about True, it's about you. So our logo, there is no capital T because we're the lowercase in this. It's the advisor-centric model. We're proud of that fact. But TRU-IND, contact us. Those emails come to me. We'll know how to get you.
Appreciate the partnership. Appreciate the time today. And look forward to great things ongoing.
Absolutely. Hey, David, thanks for the time.
Take care.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.